Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Alan Gross, an American development worker who was unfairly jailed for alleged crimes against the Cuban government, marks the beginning of his 6-year in prison there this month. Echoing requests from many foreign governments and leaders, the United States reiterates its call that Cuba releases Mr. Gross. Such an action, which is easily justified on humanitarian grounds, would remove an impediment to the deepening of more constructive relations between our government and Cuba. A Cuban court sentenced Mr. Gross to 15 years penal servitude for working to facilitate uncensored internet contact between a small religious community in the Caribbean island nation and the rest of the world. It is gravely disappointing, especially in light of the government's professed goal of providing Cubans with internet access, that the authorities have not allowed Mr. Gross to return to his family where he belongs. The United States has urged and will continue to urge the Cuban government to release Mr. Gross so he may return home.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.